The future of reporting now.
This is Concordia News Radio.
Good morning. It's currently 12 degrees at the Loyola campus of Concordia University. I'm Lana Brady. Here are today's headlines. Is renovation the best way to create new housing? Are police to blame for a young man's death? And some optimism for retailers this holiday season. It's on many people's minds and in many people's nightmares. The issue of affordable housing has been plaguing Montreal in recent years. The Government of Canada decided to throw some money at it. But is it enough? Here's Dana Hashwa with the report.
The government has a solution for the 40,000 people waiting for affordable housing in Montreal. Officials announced this morning that millions of federal dollars will be invested, not in constructing new houses, but in renovations across the city. Here's what Montreal activist Eve Engler had to say about that.
Well, it's outrageous. It's a joke. I mean, if we want to deal with the housing crisis, we need to build more public housing.
The government and the National Housing Co-Investment Fund do invest in the construction of new homes, though there is still a much greater focus on the renewal of existing community-based housing. Soraya Martinez-Ferrada, the parliamentary secretary to the Minister of Housing and Diversity and Inclusion, commented on the importance of renovations.
We need to reinvest in those homes to make sure that they are kept at a level of the quality that people deserve to live in.
Thousands of units will be modernized across Montreal in the next 8 years. Officials stated that the affordability of these renewed units would be preserved. Dana Hashwa for Concordia News.
A fire broke out at Motel du Lac in the Lanaudière region just north of Montreal at 2 a.m. Monday morning. The Red Cross was on scene tending to a dozen occupants who were evacuated by police. Thankfully, no injuries have been reported. However, the same cannot be said for the motel building and the attached restaurant, which were left completely in ruins. The fire also affected commuters as part of Route 341 are still closed this evening. The parents who witnessed their son, Corey Selleck, being unjustly killed by police in 2017 finally get some answers as the trial begins this morning. The hearing is taking place at the Montreal Courthouse, where the father of the victim addresses the press. Oliver Jajun is there and has the story. So, Oliver, what was the family's position on the ongoing hearing?
Just Selich, the father of the victim, was present in the courthouse today. We maintain that neither he nor his wife would be cooperating with the hearing and speaking as witnesses. The room was full of journalists and cameramen. Mr. Selich emotionally left the hall with a pre-written statement listing his reasons why he would not be participating.
Those police officers there gave life sentence to our son. They killed him. What was the crime? Ask yourself, what was the crime? There was no crime. He needed help. He was killed. They dealt him a death sentence. To us, they dealt a life sentence.
So, Oliver, what was the support like at the courthouse today?
Jesus Leach was the only member of the immediate family who spoke with the media this morning. However, there was a protester there who told Concordia Newsroom that she was there to give support to the family.
Those police officers there gave life sentence to our son. They killed him. What was the crime? Ask yourself, what was the crime? There was no crime. He needed help. He was killed. They dealt him a death sentence. To us, they dealt a life sentence.
And now that we know the family does not intend to participate, what's next for this case?
For now, the family would continue their own form of protest against the Quebec government and the SPVM until what they say equal funding for both sides is reached. Mr. Solis is furious with the government and the Bureau des Enquêtes Indépendantes, calling them a partial government agency. When asked for comments, the SPVM representative said, because the case is ongoing, they cannot comment at this time.
Thanks, Oliver. The Ministry of Economy, Pierre Fitzgibbon, is in trouble yet again. Back in 2021, Fitzgibbon tiptoed on the line as he approved a $50 million investment into a company where he was once a director and still holds shares in. The investment was not disclosed in any press conference and was not even included in Investment Quebec's annual report. Quebecers are expected to spend less than any other province for holiday shopping. The majority of gifts are expected to be bought during Black Friday, Cyber Monday, and Boxing Day. Here's Erica Tremblay with the report.
Canadians are excited to get back to their holiday traditions this year. That means more retailers can expect in-store shopping. With prices being higher than ever, nobody is certain about when and where they will do their shopping. Retailers will have low prices, discounts, and free deliveries will interest most consumers in Canada. The difficult financial situation in the country is affecting 6 out of 10 Canadians, but most of them are expected to spend around $790. Quebecers are expected to spend a bit less than everyone else in Canada, with around $588. 62% of responders answered that they would change their habits to give more meaningful gifts. One thing that would affect local businesses is the fact that most buyers will be looking for sales. Many buyers will also analyze the product from more retailers to find the best gifts at the cheapest price available. Even though a lot of consumers express their desires to get their shopping done before November, a lot of them said they would wait a bit to get the best deals available. Days like Cyber Monday and Black Friday are expected to increase traffic in stores. Only 60% of consumers expected to do in-store shopping this year to get back to their enjoyment of Christmas shopping. They want to get that feeling they had before the pandemic. Here's what Rachel Og, manager at Tour de Jour store in the Eaton Centre in Montreal, had to say.
We were not expecting to beat our previous record. Let's say we won't be, I don't think we'll beat 2019, but we'll be very close.
Quebecers are not expected to let inflation ruin their holiday shopping season. It is up to retailers to offer a unique shopping session. I'm Erica Tremblay for Concordia News.
Education students are going on strike this Thursday. They are protesting the exam needed to teach French in Quebec. Simon Riopel has been following the story. So tell me, Simon, why do these future teachers feel the need to protest?
Well, they feel the need to protest because failure in this test, well, it slows down their education by a year. And also because some of them are not ready to take the test a full year before obtaining their diploma. They believe an extra year of education could help them succeed. I also spoke with one of the movement's leaders, Nathalie Lévesque, who is candidate in obtaining her diploma in preschool and elementary school education, and here's what she had to say on the matter.
We do not want to abolish the test or make it easier. We just want to have the opportunity to do it later at the end of our education.
And how are current students feeling about the exam in general?
Well, I've spoken to a student who did not particularly like the test. I've also read that some students feel like the test does not necessarily test the right things, as they were asked to answer what certain expressions they had never seen before meant. They definitely do not plan to use these expressions in class. Even students who are fluent in French are nervous. Here's what Rami Abouchakra, a student who is due to take the test next year, had to say on the matter.
This exam is not the most useful. I have a friend a year older than me, and he failed it. Now it stresses me out, even though I speak fluent French.
And Simon, how does that impact new education students going into university?
Well, according to recent data published by Journal de Montréal, 18% of students fail this test, and it does not help convince anyone who is on the edge about choosing to go into French education or not. With the current lack of teachers, some believe the test requirements should be tweaked so that new teachers can get in classes faster, and also so that education can attract more students to fill this crying need.
Thanks, Simon. The Montreal native Félix Auger-Aliassime wins yet another ATP title at the European Open in Belgium this Sunday. For the win, Aliassime beat U.S. player Sebastian Corda 6-3 and 6-4. The young tennis player is on a streak with two back-to-back titles, winning the Firenze Open in Italy just last week. After losing at his first eight finals, Aliassime has accumulated three ATP titles in his career all this year. Let's hope he can keep the streak going. A light jacket will do with sun and clouds throughout the day. The nice weather plans to continue with highs in the 20s these next couple of days. But on Thursday, though the weather will continue with sun and clouds, there will only be a high in the low teens. So go outside and take advantage while it lasts. We all know that winter is just around the corner. That's your news. Till 11:24, thanks for listening. For Concordia News, I'm Lana Brady.